morning and welcome to our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And it's brought to you in part by Tallgrass Motors and Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home. And I got to tell you, every time Ashley Sykes comes in, I keep thinking, oh gosh, I got to get the bike greased up. Got to get ready here because it's Tour de Beeville time. And first of all, how are you?
You know, hey, we're doing good. We're surviving through all of this, trying to make ends meet, trying to just be creative in how we're, you know, serving families. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're moving along.
Now, you're with Family Promise Washington County. Mm-hmm. Tell folks just a little bit about this, because as you said, you've had to do a lot of, reevaluating and moving the pieces around to make mm-hmm. it all work so that mm-hmm. people are protected.
Yes. So we are a homeless shelter, and mm-hmm. We serve families. So you do have to have children to get into the program or be pregnant. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we do things a little bit differently anyway. We do use churches in the community to host our families, and the families stay the night at the churches. And mm-hmm. The church provides a meal, so it requires a lot of volunteers. And I'll tell you, you know, Bartlesville is sure pulled together. It's a great community.
It is.
I mean, you know, the volunteers and, you know, it there's work to it. So, and they provide a meal for the families. They stay the night with the families. I mean, just a wonderful community to be a part of. And so we've had to switch some things around a little bit with COVID and trying to still make sure that our families are trying to stay social distanced mm-hmm. and, you know, how to do that when you have such limited space sometimes. Mm-hmm. And so we are kind of looking for some different options to maybe help with that. But for the time being, we've been able to make it work and still serving families, still being able to, you know, help those families that don't have a voice and just in a very vulnerable time right now, especially with evictions. They're just skyrocketing.
Oh, I was going to ask about that. And that just kind of doesn't kind of, it absolutely does add to the situation.
Yes. And so we are trying to work however we can with, you know, our space is limited too. But even if mm-hmm. we can help a family that may be in dire straits and getting ready to get evicted and we're full, maybe we can at least help them to be able to give them a month of rent or mm-hmm. help with a utility bill or something like that, so that maybe it can buy them a little bit more time to figure out what we can do or how we can help them.
Now, you operate, as you said, just a little bit differently than many of the shelters. Mm-hmm. You deal with families, and you deal with families in more ways than just here's some help right now. You actually help them moving forward so that they can avoid being homeless again.
Yes, there's a number of things that we do with the families. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of case management, a lot of one-on-one work with the families. We try to get involved with other agencies in the community to help with some parenting and child development stuff with the children mm-hmm. and maybe even getting involved in, you know, we've partnership with Grand Lake and with Delaware Tribe. So we've really you know, tried to help these families to get out of the position they're in and where to go as they move forward. And we help them with that financially because they are required to save their money when they come into the program. So if they don't have a job yet, they're required to get a job, and then they're required to save 80%. And then we start figuring in, okay, well, with the 20% that you have, let's budget that and see where you need, what's most important. Are diapers most important? Maybe you need to start, you know, putting those into your budget mm-hmm. and really getting them to think about how to spend their money as they move forward.
Every dollar has a place to go.
It really does.
And by golly, it escapes me that we have basically half of a society that doesn't know that yet. And it really, if you're not careful, it can come up and bite you. A lot of people are just two paychecks away from being in the dire
absolutely.
Straits that you just described.
I mean, we see it all the time. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times families just, you know, no fault of their own necessarily, but
sure.
they just don't understand or know how to budget.
Yeah.
And so we really want to try to you know, get them to understand that, because it is important.
Oh, it truly is. And keeping the family together is paramount. And I think that's where the family promise comes in. You've got to keep that family together.
Yes. And the volunteers, their support just throughout all of this has been huge. Just them getting to, you know, love on the families and just be a mentor for those families that maybe they burned their bridges with somebody else, their parents, maybe family members or whatever the case may be. Maybe they never even had them. But just for that extra support and just love wrapped around them is just huge.
That changes your attitude. A lot of people sometimes when they've had a dose of bad luck, they carry that anger and they carry that distrust of a lot of things around with them. And it's hard to understand that probably isn't the way the world truly is, but it's going to take a lot of love, care, and understanding to kind of break down all those barriers.
Yes, yes. It's kind of breaking the cycle of what they've kind of sometimes come up in or just all they've ever known. So.
Wow. Well, you're doing great work there.
Well, thank
at
you.
At Family Promise. And we want to make sure that you're able to keep it up. Now, we've talked about the tour to Beeville. Some changes this year. This is your main fundraiser.
Yes.
How are we going to go about it?
So before, it was a bike ride, and we would we had a route, and
it was a nice one.
Yeah, and it was last year. I guess it was a little bit more than a mile last year, but you know, it was a route that everybody followed, and it was a big event, and everybody, it was done on one day. And we had a lot of fun doing it. This year, because we're trying to keep everybody safe and social distanced, but we still really, you know, need this fundraiser to continue helping families in the community that really need our help. And so we kind of talked about how can we do this and still have fun and be safe. And so we decided to going ahead and have the bike ride, and you can walk if you prefer this time, but we're doing it on the Pathfinder starting by the high school.
Okay.
And so how it will work, we have the actual bike ride or walk, whatever you prefer, will start on Saturday, August 3rd and go until August, sorry, I said the wrong dates, October 3rd and go until October 18th.
Good. Nice cool days there.
Yes. So you actually have 2 weeks to do the Pathfinder. And there is some things on the Pathfinder that will kind of like a scavenger hunt. So you can.
Nice twist.
Yeah. So you can look for these things as well. Enjoy the outside fresh air at your own pace. But the 2 days before that, so on that Thursday and Friday, which is the October 1st and October 2nd, we will have shirt pickups. So there will be two different times. You can come from 11 to 1 or I believe it's 4 to 6 on those 2 days, and you can come and get your shirt. We're hoping that, you know, families will wear their shirts as they continue on to do the bike ride or walk as they do it. But like I said, you can do it at your own pace within those 2 weeks. Now, if families, as they see the items or objects that they are looking for, if they take a picture of them and they submit pictures in, they can be put into a drawing for a prize.
Very good.
And so that's kind of how we're doing it this year. No, it's a little bit different, but we also kind of thought, you know, some of those families that may be going virtual with their children, maybe this could be an opportunity for a PE or doing some sort of active something during the day and take a break just for a minute from the schoolwork. And
there
so, yeah. So hopefully, you know, and of course, like I said, you have 2 weeks, so you do have the weekend as well. There's no pressure on that, morning, night, whatever you prefer. But we will have our website. We do have our website already, but we will have the registrations up and running on that website soon. So you can go on there and register for the bike ride and put your shirt size, and then that way we can make sure that we have everybody's shirts and registration and ready to go. And it's going to be the same as what it was last year. So $40 for a family to register. And hopefully everything will go good and smooth, and maybe we won't have to do this again. Or I guess if people like it better that way, maybe we continue. I don't know. But I guess it'll all be a learning experience for us. So.
It will. We're talking with Ashley Sykes, and she's the executive director with Family Promise Washington County. What's that website again so we can sign up for Tour de Beville, and also how we can help in other ways?
Yeah. So we do have a Facebook page as well, which is Family Promise of Washington County, Oklahoma. And then our website is www.familypromisewc-ok.org. And if you go there, probably within a week, you'll be able to see the registration up, and hoping people will come and sign up for that.
Now, if folks are kind of mobile, and some are, and maybe they might not be able to participate physically in the event. Are there ways where people can donate just as a just as a regular Joe or Josephine?
Oh, yes. We have a donate button on our website. So if you want to do it that way, you can. You are more than welcome to do it on there. Or you can send in money to our address, which is 822 South Johnstone Avenue. So you can mail it, or you can go on the website and donate on the website.
That's cool.
And if you don't get registered before the event, which we're hoping people can get registered before the event so that we can do the shirts. But if for some reason it's kind of one of those things and you just, it slips your mind or you don't get registered, you can come between those 2 days and those times and get registered there.
Okay.
So you can do that.
Well, that is wonderful. It looks like we're trying to make the best out of a challenging situation.
It is,
but
definitely.
I like this alternative. I mean, you can do it as it fits your schedule. You can do it with your family. You can do it at your own speed.
That's right.
Just click those little pictures, stop along the way, and you could win a prize with the scavenger hunt. And that's a nice little twist. That's a nice little element.
Yeah. I mean, you know, something fun for... you know, everybody loves selfies, right? I mean, you know, it seems like it's the thing.
Younger people do.
Yeah.
Sure I do at this age, but.
I don't do selfies either, but you know, hey. But a chance for maybe families to just get an outing and bond together, as well as help our program and help homeless families. And so.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Let's have some fun doing this. And let's remember that even though we are having fun, there are families who are not in a position to have the kind of fun that we're about to have.
Yeah.
And we have to keep them in mind, and that's why Family Promise of Washington County is here in place to ensure that these families not just get a hand, but a hand up.
A hand up, that's it. Yeah. A hand up.
An education on how to proceed forward with a little bit of wisdom and a lot of love.
That's right. A lot of love. I think that some of the families that come are just broken, and they need to be picked back up again and loved on. And that's really what a lot of the families that come in are, just a little broken. And they just need that extra somebody to love on them and guide them and you know, give them that umph and hope that they will succeed and do better.
Now, I know we gave out the Facebook and we gave out the website. Some folks just prefer to talk to a human being on the other end of that telephone line. What is your phone number at the office?
Yeah, it's 918-815-3457.
All right.
And so you can call that as well.
Appreciate it. Ashley Sykes, the executive director with Family Promise Washington County. Always look forward to having you here in studio because, you know, we always have ways of helping people, and helping people is what it's all about these days.
Yes, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Alrighty, stay right there. We got more coming up right here on K1.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of